The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Small, semi-aqueous arthropods, such as mosquitoes and water striders, are free to go about their waterborne business thanks to their unique leg-based adaptations, which repel water and allow them to float freely on the surface. By examining the forces that the segments of mosquito legs generate against a water surface, scientists have unraveled the mechanical logic that allows the mosquitoes to walk on water. Mosquitoes land on still bodies of water to lay their eggs just under the surface, where the embryos will hatch and develop into a pupa, eventually emerging from the water as a mature adult to continue the cycle. Scientists have found that the insect's ability to float on water, generating an upward force of 20 times its own body weight with its six legs, is owed entirely to the tarsus's buoyant horizontal contact with the surface. By reducing the total surface area of the leg in contact with the water, the adhesive force of the water on the insect is greatly reduced, which assists in takeoff. The structural ability of the tarsus to achieve such a large supporting force per unit length, however, remains an ongoing research endeavor.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.